Murmuring and Mowing by Brent M. Condon. It was 8:30 a.m. when my serene world of comfort was interrupted by the gentle but annoyingly persistent hand of my mother poking me. "Brent, before you go out to play today, could you mow the lawn, please? When you're finished, bring me your dirty clothes. I'll need to do another load of laundry." My pillows no longer felt as soft. My blanket no longer gave its usual feeling of security. My eyes couldn't seem to get a comfortable position under my now forced-shut eyelids. I was awake. "No," I half-groaned, half-moaned, through a mouthful of pillow as my arms involuntarily felt the need to stretch. After the denial came protest. But, I stuttered, trying to formulate a reason to stay in bed this early on a Saturday. Many minutes later, gazing painfully through my brilliantly illuminated window, I was sure temperatures were approaching 200 degrees, and in my weakened condition I wasn't sure I could lug our lawnmower up every mountainside of my backyard with what I would call an amiable attitude. "Why do I have to mow the lawn?" I mumbled in frustration. "If she cares so much about it, why doesn't she mow it?" I dared to verbalize at a mere whisper. "Brett," came the sing-song voice of my mother from the kitchen, reminding me I was to actually get out of bed. After 20 minutes I was able to pull myself out of my room and into the kitchen, eyes closed and neck straining to hold my head up. "Mom, please," I pleaded, putting my most pitiful face in an attempt to garner some sympathy. Mom's predictable response was, "Brett, just go mow the lawn." I walked to the garage. The world was out to get me. While freeing the lawnmower, I stubbed my toe. "Grow!" I growled like an animal, feeling a tantrum coming on. Half an hour later, sitting on the garage floor, glaring at the lawnmower, I was no closer to completing the lawn. Grumbling, I pushed the old lawnmower into the heat of the day. Finally, I started the mower and began to push it back and forth, creating a long line of cut grass. Guiltily, I began to realize I'd spent more time sitting on the ground of the garage floor than I'd spent mowing most of the lawn. I realized that whether or not I mowed the lawn, it still had to be mowed, and my mom really would mow the lawn herself, but she was too busy doing other chores like my laundry. My mother was like that. I recalled the time when we had caught her weeding the flower beds at a gas station while we were on a family vacation, and the time she was outside in a rainstorm with an umbrella and a hose, guiding the flow of water to make sure all the dirt on the porch was washed away. Our house was always immaculate because of her. A sudden epiphany hit me. I was so focused on the work I had to do, I never considered the work others had to do. My mother had never asked me to work while she was lazing about. I guiltily considered the countless times I had been idly reading a book in a comfortable chair as my mom asked me to lift my feet so she could vacuum under them. I considered the amount of service I had received and the almost laughable amount of service I had rendered. Oh, sure, I had done service projects and eventually all the chores my parents asked of me, but usually unwillingly. A light went on in my head. To truly give service, I would have to do so willingly. Note: Elder Brett M. Condon is serving full-time in the Florida Jacksonville Mission. End of note. Sidebar: Extra, extra! To read more about serving willingly, see Getting the Point by Taylor Woodruff, New Era, October 2003. In the Gospel Library at www.lds.org. See also Mosiah, chapter 24, verse 15, Doctrine and Covenants, section 58, verses 26 through 27, and section 64, verse 34. End of sidebar. End of article, Murmuring and Mowing, by Elder Brent M. Condon.